pray without ceasing. I think that that's a scripture that a lot of people have quoted in times past. I think a lot of people have, mentioned that scripture. And I think that even though it's just three little words, I think that it can be a little bit troubling on people's minds. Because when you hear, do something without ceasing means that you never stop. Pray without ceasing means that you pray constantly and continually. Now, you know, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of different things that we try to do. But this is a command in the Bible, so we shouldn't be trying to do it. We should be accomplishing that command. So it's written to pray without ceasing. So how do we pray without ceasing? I think that's the first thing that we should tackle. There's probably two or three different points of view here. When I think about praying without ceasing, I think about, we have appointed times that we can, bow our heads and pray. We have appointed times, we pray, we pray before dinner, right? We pray before we go to bed. We pray when we get up in the morning. Those are like appointed times that we pray. But the scripture says to pray without ceasing, so that means that we have to pray beyond those times.
Amen.
So praying beyond those times, the way that I see it, praying beyond those times is as much as your conversation with God as it is your daily activities, your daily thoughts, and the way that you're living your life during the day. Because if you live your life in a prayerful state, you're conversating with God every opportunity you get verbally. Just a quick prayer, Lord, thank you for helping me get through that situation that I was just in. Lord, thank you for moving that out of my way so I could do something that needed to be done. In those types of ways, we can pray, just little quick prayers during the day. But it goes beyond that. It goes to our internal thoughts. What are we thinking on? Because if we're thinking on things that are godly, we're thinking on scriptures, we're thinking about fellowship, we're thinking about praise and worship song in your head. Those are prayerful thoughts. So we can pray out loud, we can pray at appointed times, we can have prayerful thoughts, and also our actions. And I think this is where a lot of times we don't really think about it, but our actions need to be prayerful. We have to be careful. In the last study about our words, we talked about taking every thought captive, but we also talked about no idle words. So,
Amen.
So our actions, the things that we do in jest, like, if we're joking around with somebody too much, if we're doing something that does not portray a godly attitude, we have to be very careful because we can say all the right things, but one wrong action, one wrong maneuver, one wrong move will take you out of praying without ceasing,
Amen.
But it will also diminish the testimony that you have with people. So I think when I think about pray without ceasing, I think about it being as much about the things that we're doing, our actions, our activities. Do we get involved with not good humor? Do we get involved with, if there's a bunch of people around and there's a lot of cursing, do we just let it go, or do we, take our stand? We don't have to say something, but we can move away from that, because those are the ways that we can live our life in a prayerful state with our actions. Because as the scripture says, pray without ceasing, it's as much about bowing your head and, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, or dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you're glorious, I praise you. It's as much about that, but it's also about the things that we're thinking. It's about the actions that we're doing and the activities that we're allowing ourselves to be involved in.
Amen.